your story? Do you think it'll ever sell? And what'll you do if it comes down to it, if it all goes straight to hell?
Welcome to Fast and Loose. My name's Nate. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Reform Radio. It's 3 o'clock for the next hour. You've got me, Nate, as your DJ. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm accompanied by my lovely wife today, Molly. She's here. She's hanging out. She's taking a vow of silence. Maybe we can get her to read the PSA or something like that. But she's here. We got some awesome music. We got a few requests rolling in. Thanks for everybody who is listening online at WMFO.org. If you want to call in, 855-915-WMFO. It's 855-915-9636. We got a jam-packed show. It's going to be a lot of fun. I can tell, looking at Molly, her face says, I'm ready. I'm nervous, but I'm excited. And that's exactly where we're at today. So, let's start it off. Got some pretty sweet music, some new stuff, some stuff I have not played before, and I think I have a center grouping with a little bit of Fantagram in there. So, let's get to the music.
Waiting on walk side by side. Come take my eyes off your eyes, baby. Come double these lies on these lies. Come back this fire on this fire, baby. Can we walk side by side? I've been bad. I've been sad. Till I met my lady. Till I got my baby. I've been bad. I've been sad. Till I met my lady. Till I got my baby. I've been bad. I've been sad. Come take my eyes off your eyes, baby. Come know these eyes on these eyes. Come back just fine on this line. Can we walk side by side? I've been bad. I've been sad. I've been bad till I met my baby.
Hello, listeners. This is Nate. I'm back. And
Molly.
Molly is here. Say that one more time, Molly.
Oh, there we go.
There you are, right there.
It's Nate and Molly.
It is Nate and Molly. Not DJ Nate and DJ Molly. Mm. I'm kind of rejecting the whole DJ idea. Not the idea that I am a DJ or that you are a DJ, but just the idea of saying, like, DJ. DJ blank is your DJ name. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Just Nate is fine. It's your actual name, too. Or maybe not.
Now everybody in Radioland knows that. That's fine. Nate's my actual name.
What do you think your DJ name should be?
The actual, I don't know. Like, I mean, Martin? I just can't. Martin. My actual DJ name is Brian. But like Brian. Like
Brian.
You'd have to say it like that. So, the actual names of the songs that we played were, before the hour started, there's always like a brief period where Haley is rushing to class and I get to play a couple songs. And in that time, I played Play by Play by Outre Nivert. And then also Heaven Knows by First Aid Kit. If you don't catch Haley's show right before me, from 2 to 3, it's great. It's called Almost Friday. And then at the top of the show, we played Withdrawal by Max Frost, Leave the Lights On by Overcoats, Freezy, which was a request from my good friend, our good friend, Anton. We both knew him. That was by Wolf Alice, then Red by Ben Kahn, Jam for Jerry by Holy Ghost, and Walla Walla by Glass Animals. You're listening to, of course, Visioneers Runnin'.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's good. So far, what have you done with your day off, Molly?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, so little.
That's good.
Yeah. I took a nap at like 11 o'clock in the morning, which is really pathetic.
That's about right. That's like Terry Rubright time to take a nap. That's old Papa Bear. He's like wake up.
But he's like retired. I didn't earn right.
Yeah. Nah, he was doing that. That was a pre-retirement ritual. Especially on like the like
Thursday.
Saturdays and stuff. Yeah. Mm. And he was waking up, reading like 300 pages of a book and then falling asleep on the couch and like being asleep when everybody else woke up.
Mm.
A classic. Classic.
Talk to him about
classic
it,
old dad move. If you're listening, Dad, I respect that. And I'm trying to get there. I'm trying
I'm
to do
there.
That.
I'm
yeah, that would be great.
Classic old dad move. I'm there.
If I didn't have to go to work today, I would have fallen right asleep. That would have been great.
Well, I talked to my good friend Kelly, so that was good. Good for the soul. And
I need her address. We have to send her a Christmas card.
Oh, yeah.
So.
And I went for a run today.
There you go.
A short one. There was this shocking number of people running in, like, normal pants. Normal clothes.
Yeah, today's winter. Today's the first day.
Kind of odd.
Maybe yesterday is the first day, but, yeah.
Anyway.
Stay with us. We have a sweet couple of sets. We're gonna some Fanagram, but before that, I got a quick request. Please consider donating to the station and listen to this informative PSA.
Fun, baby.
If you're a liberal defeatocrat and your idea of a good time is to sit back and shoot crack cocaine into your eyeball while listening to jam band music followed by death metal, followed by hip-hop, followed by polka, followed by some ungodly classical music written by some European, y'all probably listen to WMFO in Medford because of the crack cocaine, y'all probably enjoy it.
Freeze!
I suggest you mail a check to the trustees of Tufts College, WMFO, Attention, Satan, Post Office Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155.
Base.
recognize you anymore.
Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car, enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
it's not me you're talking to. Gently dancing in my room. Through the light beam arc, almost stops and starts, almost space and stars. I'm a brilliant machine, composed of softer beings. Compression ache, scale bends and sways, another nova on the way. Though the constant feels constant, I'm breaking up. The choices I make will all fade to dust, while the matter's shifting. I'm waking up. I remember what I thought I was. It's not me you're watching.
And we're back.
It's pretty elevator-y.
I mean, that's like kind of the deal,
I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I go back and forth on what like backing tracks I want to use. Because it's one of those things where it needs to be up-tempo enough where people, you know, just like it feels cool. Like we could be in an elevator right now. Oh man, that reminds me. That one time I had a meeting in an elevator back in school. It was in the Woodruff, the Woodruff elevator. You know, shout out to anybody who went to the Georgia Institute of Technology, who, by the way, I was listening to On Point this morning. Mm-hmm. They interviewed a guy about the ethics of breaking into a phone.
Like, what? That's obviously unethical.
Wow, what a take.
To break into anything.
No,
what are you talking about?
So it was the, in like the cases of San Bernardino and the case of the most recent shooting in Texas, there's a cell phone that the FBI is like debating on whether or not they should crack, and they've, you know, reached out to Apple to see if they should do it. And so they interviewed a professor from Tech on whether or not it's ethical to like break into the phone.
I mean, if it's, I feel like it's anybody else's, it's like anything else that's personal property. Like if you shoot someone, then like that's it. You can get like that.
Oh, like your rights are suspended in the case of
criminal.
Yeah,
like they can like search your house and stuff. Why can't they like search your phone?
I get, yeah, that's solid. I mean, solid reasoning.
If you commit a crime, I mean, you like lose some of those personal rights.
Yeah, but
the other
side of that is like in the surveillance world, like this really is like a golden age of like being able to really know everything about everybody.
Well, great. I'm just saying, like,
yeah,
good.
Anyway, I think the whole point of that story was that, yeah, I one time had a meeting in an elevator and it took approximately like two up and downs to like not only realize that there's no air inside those things, they get insanely hot and you get crazy motion sickness.
Well, duh.
Like just sitting in an elevator.
Oh my God. Why did you do that? Was there nowhere else to meet?
No, it was like one of those like, let's do this. It'll be fun. I was with, like, Ferguson was one of the people involved
like
in this.
A study meeting?
Yeah. It was.
Sounds terrible.
Yeah, it was. I mean, we abandoned.
Yeah.
It got abandoned. Duh. Anyway, okay. Hey, real quick.
Totally judging you right now.
Yeah, I know. The songs we heard were Blackout Days by Fanagram, Silver Droplets by Made in Heights. I love that band, by the way, Made in Heights. Check out some more of their music. Destroyer by Fantagram and Jamie's song by Sylvan Esso. And we were kind of talking about how that was a spot for Radiolab, something they specifically did, which is pretty cool. Basically any music that Sylvan Esso makes, I'll not only listen but propagate through this station and, you know, my life. Just
every second of my life.
Well, I'll just be like, you know, at the coffee shop and I'll be like, listen to this song. No context.
I don't know you.
Are you a human?
This.
This is for you. So there's that. Hang out. We got 15 more minutes. We have Phonomancer's Anonymous with DJ Paprika on after that. So she'll be coming in with her usual group. That's going to be a lot of fun. So stick around. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. In the words of my friend Alex, oh yeah, they're playing that song. That means Fast and Loose is over.
Aww.
I know. Hey, 3 to 4 goes by fast, especially when I have such illustrious company.
Aw, thanks.
It's great.
Well, the good thing is.
Thank you. We continue.